start your day at the TOA, Rabbi Aaron Springer.
Morning. This week is a sedra of Parashas Lech Lecha. There are actually four sedras: Parashas Noach, Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayesora. These four sedras have something in common. They all relate to us the story and the life and tribulations of Avraham Avinu. Four sedras devoted to telling us the life of Avraham Avinu. As we know, the Rashi in Parshas Chayesora tells us how great are the Maisei Ovis. Kamo Gufei Torah were written Bekitzer. The Hilchas Shabbos, as we know, is Horim Hatluyim Besara. In various words, not even a complete sentence, we have all the Lamates Melochas of Shabbos. Loi Sevaru Eish Bechoyim Moish Veseichem Biyoim HaShabbos. But four whole parshias were devoted to telling us the life of Avraham Avinu. Another few parshas about Yitzchak, another few parshas about Yaakov, a whole Sefer Bereishis. The biggest Sefer in the whole Torah, the biggest of all the five Sforim, has three mitzvahs. So what is it telling us, the whole Sefer Bereishis? Telling us about Maisei Ovis. The Torah is screaming to us how important it is for us, Klal Yisrael, to know the Maisei Ovis. We spend 3 months out of the year just learning about Aviseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, VeYaakov. So, of course, it behooves us that we have to delve into it, not just learn the Sedra with Rashi. As we get older every year, we learn the same Sedra, and we're going to, Emetz Hashem, try and delve into and learn the Parashas Lech Lecha, the Parasha of Avraham Avinu. And what do we know about Avraham Avinu? We know Avraham Avinu was a great Talmid Chochem. As it says in the Gemara and the Medrash, Nasu Kil Yosef Kishtei Sifrei Torah. Avraham Avinu was a Rosh Yeshiva, gave over all his Torah to Eliezer. Avraham Avinu was a very wealthy man, a very rich man. Avraham Koveid Mo'id Bamikne Bakesef of Azov. Avraham Avinu was a fighter, was a warrior. He went to war because of Lot. He had many assets and talents. But what does the Torah praise him as? We have to learn the Torah and see. He had assets, he had attributes, but what does the Torah praise him? What are his shvachim? And that we see too in the Torah. In this week's Sedra, Vehemin Bashem Vayachsheveho Loi Tzedoko. The Ribbono Shel Olam Vayachsheveho Loi Tzedoko said, he is a tzaddik because he believed in me. In Pirkei Avos it says, Asoro Nisyonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu. He had 10 Nisyonis. We all have Nisyonis. On Avraham Avinu it says another thing. Ve'omad bekulon. He overcame all his nisyonos. He stood strong as a rock in the nesyonos that were thrown at him. So, from here we see Avraham Avinu did lots of things in life, gewaltige things, set up a yeshiva, looked after his business, Oisik Betzachit, Masei Matam Be'emuna. He rescued Lot, but the praises that the Torah gives for him are something entirely different. The Torah does not mention these actions and achievements of Avraham Avinu. The Torah tells us the essence of Avraham Avinu. And in the Haftorah it says, Zera Avraham Oihavi, he loves Hashem. The Torah is telling us, when we delve into the parasha is Lech Lecha, the parasha of Avraham Avinu, and we are Metzuveh, Mosai, Yagiu, Masai, Lemasai, Avoisai. We have to reach Avraham Avinu's Maisim, his actions. Amechayev us, what are his actions? He is a Hemin Bashem. He believed in me. He loves me. And he is Oymed Benis Yoynes. Avraham Avinu is the ultimate example, all the doyrus who had Asoro Nisyoynes. Nisyoynes is a word which is thrown about freely. He's had an Asoyan, I had an Asoyan. Sometimes it's used, sometimes it's forgotten about. Ad Mosai, Mosai, Yagiu, Masai, Lemasai, Avoisai. We have to learn out of Avraham's Maisim. And as we know in Pirkei Avos, his crowning jewel, what was Avraham Avinu? He had Nisyoynes. Where did Avraham Avinu start from? Ben Sholei Shonim Hikir Avraham Es Boiroi. He was 3 years when he recognized his Creator. How did he recognize his Creator? How did Avraham Avinu recognize? There's one answer. He thought. He used his brains. In the Lashon of the Rishonim, his boinenus. Someone once came to the Chofetz Chaim and asked him, as everybody knows, when we were in the Midbar and we ate mon, the mon had all tamim, all flavors, apart from the 5, which it says in the Torah it didn't have. Anything. You name it. Steak, ketchup, ice cream, pizza, everything. Just thought about it. A dream come true. That was the mon in the Midbar. All flavors. Every time. Gewaldig. Someone asked the Chofetz Chaim, was is oben hot nicht getracht? The person didn't think. What taste did the mon have? Was it tasteless? What? Said the Chofetz Chaim, am etracht nicht, hat es kein Tam nicht. If you don't think, there's no taste. When the Chofetz Chaim speaks about am etracht nicht, hat kein Tam nicht, he was referring to the mon and the most basic understanding of what taste is. But the Chofetz Chaim was telling us a message that came from his innermost being. Am etracht nicht, hat es kein Tam nicht. If a person doesn't think, doesn't use his brains, is not misboinen, life has no tam. One can go through life as rote, but the tam, the flavor, the neshama of life, only comes through using the seichel that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us. So we will try and think about the Asora Nisyoynes and what we have to do about it. Ad Mosai Yagiu Masai Lemasai Avoisai. the nisyonos that are given to us. And just like Avraham Avinu was surrounded by Uvda Avodah Zarah from all sides and angles, and he sat and he thought, this does not make sense. This can't be true. Each and every member of Klal Yisrael, Avraham HaIvri, Ivri, says the Medrash, means Eiver, from a side. He was on a side. Kala Olam Me'eva Echad VaAvraham Me'eva Ache. The whole world was on one side. Echad Hoya Avraham. He was one. The whole world was against him. It's frightening. It's disheartening. It's demoralizing. Everyone is telling him, "Du bist meshugah, you are crazy. Look at him. Look at this old man with a long white beard. He doesn't think like you. Look at this clever philosopher. He doesn't think like you. Look at this genius who said that you are completely off your rockers." But Avraham said, "I'm a little boy of 3 years old, and I understand you're all very clever people. But it just does not make sense. It doesn't add up." Say the Mefarshim, each and every member of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages comes at various points in life to such situations where he feels himself a bit of an echod, but he knows he's right. And he has to grasp that moment and feel like Avraham or Ivri, and realize this is his Nisoyen. The Inyan of Nisyonis, as we know, the Mesillas Yesharim says that the world is like a maze. A maze. The Mesillas Yesharim writes it as it's in gardens of the enormous palaces of the princes and the dukes in his times. For the nobility, they didn't have what to do. They set up for their mazes to have fun, and probably had, that was their form of, those were their tournaments and their achievements. They probably achieved a World Cup, the one who could navigate the maze the fastest. And there were certain different types of mazes, easier, medium, hard mazes, and they timed them, how long it would take them to get through the maze. And these goyim were bored, had nothing to do with their life, and just looking for sport and fun to fill up their idle hours. But as is the whole point of this shir, everything in the world was created, Ha'olam nivra b'shvil Torah u'b'shvil Yisrael. All these mazes, every goy which entered the tournament of going through the maze, was only that we should learn something out of it. And what do we learn out of it? The world is the biggest and the most enormous maze that we can ever. We can't start even to fathom the maze that we are surrounded by. Ein tzayor, says in the Medrash, Ein tzur kelikenu. Ein tzayor kelikenu. There's no one who paints a painting like the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has painted a painting in this world where he's hidden the true world under a painting, a facade. And we need to use our hisboinenus. Ben sholei shonim hikir Avraham hisboinenus. Through hisboinenus, through thinking, Avraham Avinu realized what the true world was. And each and every person of Klal Yisrael has to use his seichel and realize what the true world is, as the true world is completely hidden. And from when on was this true world hidden? 2 weeks ago, was Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis is divided into two parts. The first part is that Adam HaRishon and Chava were in Gan Eden. The second part is Vayishalchehu Migan Eden. He was sent out of Gan Eden. And that's where we've been for the past 5,780 years. Out of Gan Eden. And the question begs itself, why are we told, and at great length, how Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden? It's something we don't fathom. We know the world out of Gan Eden. And the answer is, when Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden, that was how the world was supposed to be. So we have to give ourselves from time to time and realize what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of the world. And when Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden, as we know, he didn't have any of the problems that crop up in our daily life. He didn't have to look for parnasa. He didn't have to fix his electricity. He didn't have to deal with bureaucracy. All he had to be was an oved Hashem. That's all he had to do. He didn't have any of the problems and any of the obstacles that we face minute by minute. And that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted the world. An oved Hashem without obstacles. And when he was sent out of Gan Eden, the Ribbono Shel Olam said four words, which encompasses everything. Bezeas apecha toichal lechem. You will now have to sweat with the sweat of your brow. That's how you will eat bread. And eating bread does not just mean bread. It means bread and fish and chicken. V'chol natamim. And it means buying a house and getting a mortgage and doing a business. It means everything. And it means raising children. And it means looking after them. Every single thing that we look at as a difficulty that is an obstacle for us, for our peace of mind, all lies in this bezeas apecha toichal lechem. You will have to do everything on your own. You will have to maneuver and get whatever you have to come to by yourself. That's what started when we were sent out of Gan Eden. Now a person is supposed to think, the Ribbono Shel Olam put Adam in Gan Eden and made this beautiful world, and he didn't have to do anything. And suddenly, when he leaves Gan Eden, suddenly he has to fend for himself. If I don't do it, I will not have it. I will not have money. I will not have a house. I will not have a bed. I will not have a flight. I will not have it. Hisboinenus b'maasei Hashem. We have to be misboinen. Why do we have to be misboinen? Every single child from 3 years old, when they go to kindergarten, they are taught, Sheishes yomim oso Hashem es hashamayim ve'esoret. The world was created in 6 days by the Ribbono Shel Olam. We all know it. It's the Aleph Beis. It's pre-Aleph Beis. But we are told by the Mefarshim, we have to be mespoinen in it. We are now on Erev Shabbos. What are we supposed to do on Shabbos? Says the Evin Ezra and the Ramban, Shabbos, since 6 days a week, we are torod al amichya v'al akalkolo. We are looking, we have to do our daily work and seek our daily bread. On Shabbos is the time to be mespoinen, to think about kisheishes yomim osa Hashem es hashamayim ve'esoretz. Begs the question, we need to think about osa Hashem es hashamayim ve'esoretz. We all know it. We have to learn Shas, Poskim. There's a big Sforim Shaf out of there. Why are we learning basic, which every child of 3 years old has learned? And the Ramban adds even more. Zocheres Yoma Shabbos Lekadshoi tells us that we should not forget Shabbos in all the 6 days. And we have to v'noide sheyesh le'olam boirei. We have to admit that there is a boirei in the world. Are we atheists? Is this our problem, that we have to say that there is a Ribono shel Olam on the world? Everyone knows the story, which is brought in the Chovos Halvavos, that a certain atheist came to the Rav and said, I believe the world was created at random. Everybody knows the story. The Rav tells him to come the next day and shows him a beautiful poem written with calligraphy, with a content. Every second line rhymes. Beautiful. Raised lettering. He asked this atheist, how much do you think this poem is worth? I'd say in the tens of thousands. This is absolutely beautiful. Where did you get it from? Where did I get it from? I found it this morning. You found it? Yes. Do you see this inkwell? It's standing upright. Well, this morning it wasn't standing upright. It had overturned. And this poem, it caused this poem. You know, when it overturns, it just splattered on all sides. And this poem came about. Says the atheist, Rav, I thought you were a clever man. His garbage, you expect me to believe? This poem, tens of thousands. The inkwell spilled out. So the Rav answered him, I'm stupid. And you say, look at this world. Everybody knows this story. And we've heard it many times. But the Parishonim say we have to hear it a lot more times. We have to hear it many, many times, every Shabbos, and as the Ramban says, every day. We don't realize the nisoyon of our whole life is to hide the fact that there is a Ribono shel Olam. One of the first Talmidim of the Mezritch Magid went and traveled, became a chusid and traveled to the Mezritch Magid. He came home and his father-in-law, his shver, was not very happy with him and said, we have Rabbonim in town, we have a Rosh Hashiva. What did you learn there by your Magid? He said, I learned there's a Ribono shel Olam, there's a Boira in the world, there's a creator. The shver went all kinds of colors. He called in the maid from downstairs. Come in, from the kitchen. She comes in all frightened. I just want to ask you something. Who created the world? God in heaven. Said this shver to his son-in-law, to his Adam. This maid knows that there's a Ribono shel Olam. For that you go to his your magid. So he answered him. A thunderous answer. Sie sagt in ich weiß. She says it, but I know it. I know it with every fiber of my being. That's what I went to learn. We have a mitzvah, the first mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibros is Onoichi Hashem Elokecho. I am Hashem who created Shemaim Ve'oretz and took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the first mitzvah. That mitzvah is not applicable only to 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds. As the Rishonim say, this mitzvah is applicable throughout our whole life, and not just our whole life. We have to emphasize it and be mispoinen on it, because everything around us is telling us different. The Ribono shel Olam, when he sent Adam out of Gan Eden, he built a beautiful facade. He built a world that it's possible to be an extremely intelligent professor, a genius, a philosopher, he built such a world, who will deny that there is a creator in the world? He built such a world. He gave a person choice to say the greatest shtusim, the greatest illogical thing. He gave the person a choice to do that. That is the nisoyon, the greatest nisoyon of the world, which encompasses us 24 hours. Vehemin Bashem, Avraham Avinu, all his attributes. But there was one driving force which started from 3 years old till he was nifted at 175. Avraham Avinu's nisyonis covered everything that we can possibly think of. He had a nisoyon of his life. He was thrown into Ur Kasdim by Nimrod, and he was threatened with his life. Overstood it with flying colors. He had a nisoyon of thinking about something has gone wrong. The Ribbono Shleilam tells me to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he has to leave it. He passed it with flying colors. He had a nisoyon. He had a loit. Avraham Avinu had a nephew loit, and they were very intimate. They were the nearest, closest relatives. And part of the parsha is taken up with Avram's relationship with Loit. And we see various chapters in that relationship. We have a relationship when Avram and Loit went down to Mitzrayim, went to Eretz Yisrael and went down to Mitzrayim together. And then Avram became wealthy and Loit became wealthy. We have another parsha where, as it says in the Chasam Sofer, the wealth, Chasam Sofer says, a gewaldige, gewaldige wort. Avraham Avinu became a rich man after he went down to Mitzrayim. V'Avraham koveid mo'id b'mikne b'kesef u'vazov. He became a rich man. Says the Chasam Sofer, Avraham Avinu needed to be a rich man. Pas b'melach toichal u'mayim b'msura tishte. Avraham needed anything more than a bit of bread and water. He was oved Hashem, that's all he wanted. What did he need all this? Mikne b'kesef uvazov. Tells us the Chasam Sofer. Avraham was with Loit. And when they were both paupers, it wasn't Loit's bad inclinations weren't evident. They were there, but they weren't evident. The Ribbono Shloilem didn't like it that Avraham was so close with Loit. So the Ribbono Shloilem sent them down to Mitzrayim, made them both wealthy men. And as they both became rich, with the riches came more nisyonos. And as it says in the Pasuk, they had an argument and a quarrel, an illogical quarrel at such. Avraham Loit said, we are allowed to pasture our sheep in Eretz Yisrael, since Avraham will inherit it, and Loit is his Yoirish. It's totally illogical. Avraham Avinu was still alive. Even if you are his Yoirish, Yerusha, inheritance, is only after his death. But that's what happens. The money crept to their head. They were rich people, and they wanted more, and they wanted... They didn't want to pay for the rights of passing their sheep. And that caused Avraham to tell Loit, we're very good neighbors and good brothers, but I cannot be with you. You belong in Stoim, as it says, V'anshei Stoim roim v'chatoim, and that's where Loit went, and he wanted it, and he belonged there. That's another chapter in Avraham's life. But there's another chapter, straight afterwards, where Loit was in danger, he was captured. What did Avraham do? Avraham knew what a Rosha Loit was. He knew that Loit could have lived next to him, the Tzaddik Hadoir. And Loit chose, and there was nothing wrong with being with Avraham. He was as rich as anything. But Loit was a Rosha, he wanted to be in Sdoim. But Avraham, since Loit was captured, Mipsocha al tisalem. Avram gave up everything. We have to help Lot. We have to save him. And he entered the fray of the war. Abom Elohim Esachamisho. This was a world war. And he saved Lot. What drove Avram through all these situations, tells us the Torah. Vehemin Bashem. He believed. Sheyesh Manig Lebiro. Since he was 3 years old, he was reinforcing himself and emphasizing there is a manig for the bira. And another thought he had, another emunah. I have a tafkid in life. I do not know what my tafkid is. I don't know if at times Avram was a Rosh Hashiva. At times Avram was a wealthy businessman. At times Avram was a general in the Milchoma, in the wars. But what am I? I am a believer. Avram Hamamin. I believe that I have a tough kid in life. And I believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Seder and constantly showing me my tafkid in life. And whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam shows me, I know that is my tafkid in life. And if I come to Eretz Yisrael and I see there's a hunger there, what is my tafkid? The Yetzer Hara comes to me and says, Avram, get angry, get nervous. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells you to come to Eretz Yisrael. You fulfill the Ribbono Shel Olam's wishes. That's what the Yetzer Hara tells me. And then next bit, the Yetzer Tov says, no, be mekabel everything by Ahava. And that fight, that constant fight, but it's hard. But Avram Avinu stood there and said, I know why there's a hunger. I know. There is a part of my neshama that is not in ganzen oisgearbet. In this aspect of emunah, what will be if I've gone away from my parents' home and traveled this long way to Mitzrayim and found that there is just when I arrive a hunger? There's a part of me which is going to rebel and think something is wrong here. And when I overcome it and I say, I know it's hard, but I'm going to say that I'm sure and convinced that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing this whole hunger just like the surgeon comes with a knife to cut a person when he has a serious operation and he has to remove chalila v'chas, should never happen to any Eid, has to remove something that shouldn't be there. And he comes with a knife. And I know that this surgeon is the most compassionate person. He's coming with a knife to me because he wants to help me. And Avraham Avinu says, I believe that the only tachlis I have at this moment in life is to believe this. My tachlis in life at this moment is not to be a Rosh Hashiva. My tachlis in life is not to save people at this moment. At this moment of Nisoyan, this Nisoyan is in my eyes like a hill which has to be overcome. But not like a hill which has to be overcome. A hill which was planted like the mazes. There was only created this hill and this obstacle and this hurdle. It was created for one purpose. That I should overcome it besimcha. And when he did that, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, that's what I wanted, Avraham Oyhavi. You love me. How do you love me? Not by overcoming obstacles. Not by doing mitzvahs even when they're hard. Doing mitzvahs when they are hard. Besimcha. How can a person be besimcha when he does mitzvahs when it's hard? Only if his emunah is intact. And how is a person's emunah intact? If he works on it day by day. Shabbos is a time given to emphasize again, Kisheshes Yomim Oso Hashemes Hashamayim Ve'esoretz, and thinking about it. We see an enormous world out there. And besides the fact that when we explore the galaxy and we see how vast and enormous is the universe. We see how puny and insignificant our world is. But when we see our world, it seems enormous and vast, and billions and trillions of blades of grass and ants and chayas and our enormous, huge, vast universe. And our avodah on Shabbos is to think, Ki sheishes yomim oso Hashem es hashamayim ve'es oretz. The Ribbono shel Olam, the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, Hamechadish betuvei bechol yom tomid, with everything that we can fathom about the Ribbono shel Olam, is busy every day creating and looking after every single blade of grass, every ant, every person, every rock, every stone, every hill, every dale. Everything the Ribbono shel Olam is busy creating and looking after and maneuvering with trillions and trillions of maneuvers. That is what we are supposed to think and delve into and be mispoinen. Why do we have to be mispoinen? Why do we have to think about it? As the Chofetz Chaim says, Ametracht nicht, hat es kein Tam nicht. If we don't think about it, we will live like the many millions of people who did not overcome the Nisoyim. It's just there. There's this country, there's that country, there's this animal. It's there, it's around. No, we have to think and be mispoinen. And as the Ramban says, Shabbos has to spill over in the weekdays. We have to realize whatever is in the world that crosses our path was tailor-made exactly for our avoda. And our avoda is more than our avoda. We have to arrive back to the days Odom Rishon Kodem Achet. Each and every person in Klal Yisrael has a job to do. His job is not just to maneuver and sidestep all the obstacles and arrive at 70, 80 long years and manage to sidestep all the obstacles and live a rich and fulfilling life. That's not our tachlis in life, just to make sure nothing gets me. No, we have an avoida in life. Our avoida is to each and everyone has to bring the Mashiach on his own path. We have our path. What is our path? It says, Hanusim bayom dorech. We are in, there is a sea, enormous sea. But we all have our own path. Ivomayim azim nesivo. We have our path. How do we know what our path is? Very simple. What the Ribbono shel Olam throws at us, every discomfort, every setback, every downfall, that is our path of that is our Asorah Nisyonis. We have a lot more than Asorah Nisyonis. We have millions and trillions of Nisyonis. But these Nisyonis are our path. And we have to overcome, and when we are mekabel our Nisyonis besimcha, a setback. This one didn't answer the phone call. This one didn't call me back. This one did this. This one didn't do what I asked him to. A setback, a step back. This one did nothing. The Ribbono shel Olam wants me to take another step on my path and say, Ribbono shel Olam, I know you did it for me. And I know it's the best for me. Gamzu l'toiva. And believe afterwards that when I've overcome this Nisoyin, the Ribbono shel Olam says, Baruch Hashem, he has brought us another step towards Mashiach. He has purified his heart. Another layer has gone off from his Timtum Alev. Baruch Hashem, another step. He is fulfilling his Tachlis, believing it. And why we have to say the emphasize it? Because everything around us, all the billboards, all the media, everything is telling us something different. But each and every one are going to be Avraham or Ivri. The world will be on one side. They will talk about setbacks and downfalls and people getting back at them. And we will be the Avraham or Ivri. These were all obstacles and mazes strewn in our path for one purpose only. That we should elevate ourselves and bring the world closer to the tachlis that the Ribbono shel Olam wants for us. V'bi'as goyel tzedek m'heir of yomeinu. Amen.